Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Teresa Chung back with us, spiritual author, public speaker, regarded as one of the world's leading dream decoders. She works closely with scientists and neuroscientists reaching consciousness and is the media's go-to expert for opinion on dreams, intuition, afterlife, and the paranormal. Since graduating with a master's degree in theology and English from King's College, Cambridge University, Teresa has written numerous dreams, afterlife, and other spiritual books and encyclopedias. She also hosts The White Shores, the podcast for spiritual beings. Teresa, welcome back. How are you?
Welcome from the UK, and I'm absolutely thrilled and honored to be back, George. Thank you for having me, and especially as we've just had World Dream Day. I think you've now gone into the next day, haven't we, past midnight, but it's just been World Dream Day, so I've been doing a lot of TV and radio here in the UK to try and promote this platform for dream power.
What a fast year, don't you think?
It's just gone like a dream, hasn't it?
It is.
It really has. And that happens, actually, when you get older, sometimes life just feels almost like a dream, doesn't it? The day slips by, and if you're having very vivid dreams, you can sometimes wonder, was the dream more real? Yes.
I'm here in St. Louis right now. I was at a restaurant earlier, and one of the waiters came up to me and said, George, what's on the show tonight? I said, I'm talking to a dream expert, Teresa, tonight. And he goes, boy, I wish I would dream. And I told him, I says, Ben, you dream all the time. You just don't remember them. Am I right?
Absolutely. I mean, we have at least 2,000 dreams a year. Brain scans show we dream several times a night. What's happened is just got into the habit of not recalling them. And that's probably from messaging from earlier in our lives when we were told dreams don't matter. It's just a dream. That was definitely a focus when it came to dreams and sleep research. But I'm delighted to say that in recent years, particularly the last decade, there's been a massive shift in our understanding of dreams, lots more research into it, and a lot of it proving that dreams are a really good sign of well-being, emotional, psychological, physical well-being, and a lot of investment in dream research, because especially during the lockdowns and COVID, so many people were dreaming vividly as a reaction to the problems going on in the world. That's what dreams try to do. They try to help us problem solve. And it was an unprecedented global event for dream research because people were going on social media for the first time and saying, I had this weird dream. Now, it happened. I mean, people were having very precognitive and vivid dreams around 9/11, another global event. But social media wasn't quite at the apex that it is now. And literally people will be waking up in the morning and telling others their dreams. And this was unprecedented. And I hate to say it because, you know, it was a very difficult time. But for someone like me, who's been writing about dreams for decades, for 25 years at least, been championing dream power, it was a kind of a dream come true, because suddenly people were realizing their inner world, what's within them, matters. Consciousness matters. What's going on? What's the meaning? And since then, really, I've had so many wonderful opportunities to go on mainstream shows. I mean, yesterday I was on ITV, this morning I was on BBC Radio, and they're talking to me about dreams in a very mainstream way, and that's just an absolute joy. Because what they don't realize when they're talking about dreams, they're really talking about spirituality, psychic ability that we all have innate in us. But the wonderful thing about dreams is they're the door. And I've found that a lot of people are comfortable talking about their dreams when maybe when you go to precognition, telepathy, all these other superpowers we all have, we just don't realize we have or believe in them, people get a bit nervous. So I've found that dreams are the door, the way to open people up to the possibility that there's so much more to us than meets the eye, and we are more than our bodies.
Why are some dreams, Teresa, so sensible, they make sense, and then some others are so whacked out and weird, you can't figure out what they are?
Well, every dream is a piece of precious wisdom. Don't let another dream slip away. Everyone listening, please don't let another dream slip away, whether it's mundane or wacky. Now, it's often said that the more wacky and weird and bizarre the dream, the more profound the meaning. I mean, you could compare that to art. You know, when you see some art and it really doesn't make sense, but it's hailed as a great work of art because people look at that work of art and find all these hidden meanings. So a dream that's really, really surreal, celebrate it, because you've got a lot of work to do unpacking the hidden meanings beneath the surface. Now, a dream that's more mundane is still very, very helpful because it's shining the night light on something in your waking life that perhaps you haven't paid enough attention to, because your intuition knows it's important for your personal and spiritual growth. But for some reason, you're either avoiding it, denying it, or simply haven't noticed it. And the reason you haven't noticed it is because when we're awake, our ego, our conscious mind, reason and logic take over. And so any subtle hunches or gut instincts don't stand a chance. What our heart wants us to know doesn't really stand a chance. But however, when you fall asleep, your reason and logic and your ego fall asleep too, along with your body, leaving your intuition, your creativity, the inner visionary that you are, because we're all artists and creators and innovators in our dreams, to be unleashed. And I would love people to no longer fear that unleashing, and to just write down their dreams when they wake up, get in the habit of doing that. Because the more you do that, the more you're going to trigger more dream recall. Like anything in life, where your attention goes in the day is where the reward is. And it's the same. If you think about dreams during the day, listening to this interview actually may well trigger dream recall the following night.
Sure.
Because you spent some time focusing on dreams. Your awareness has gone to dreams. And you're thinking, well, maybe this strange lady from the UK has a point. Maybe my dreams, my inner therapist, is trying to tell me something really important that I'm missing. Maybe my inner creative artist can help me problem solve and get me out of a funk that I'm in or a block that I'm experiencing. Maybe my inner intuition, when it's unleashed in the dream state, can make connections between things I didn't realize were possible. That's why so many great innovations in the world, from the speed of light, the theory of relativity, Einstein, to great literature, works of art, medical and scientific breakthroughs, many of them have come in the dream state. When the scientist, innovator, artist woke up with a dream on their mind, wrote it down, and that dream triggered connections that they would not have been able to do in the waking state. Dreams can change the world, and they can also change your lives. And every time someone's life changed for the better, that changes the world for the better, in my humble opinion, because we're all interconnected.
Teresa, who is the major scriptwriter of your dream? Are we doing it to ourselves? It just seems like it's plotted out.
There are many schools of thought about dream interpretation. And honestly, with my academic background from Cambridge onwards, obviously I've researched and fallen in love with each school of dream interpretation. They all have tremendous value. Where the current thinking is, the mainstream thinking is with dream, is that it is your own mindset. It's you meeting aspects of your own personality and looking at your fears, your shadow side, the part of you you don't want to acknowledge, but also the part of you that needs to be unlocked, new potentials you need to discover. You kind of meeting aspects of yourself in the dream. However, I'm also a spiritual writer and author of many, many years. I've written about the paranormal. I work with psychics, mediums, experts in that field. And I believe there's also a part of dream that is indefinable, that sometimes feels like it's being channeled from somewhere else. That can't be forced. It can sometimes happen. Because the trouble is with dreams, whenever we try to put a definition on them, they wriggle. They don't like it. Dreams are elusive. That they are mysterious. And we're always trying to solve them all the time and say, well, a dream means that, or this is why we dream. The wonderful thing about dreams is that they are eternal question mark. And it's in the asking the questions about our dream life that we actually learn and grow as human beings, rather than sometimes finding the answers. And yes, the majority of dreams are about ourselves. We're dreaming ourselves. Help us understand ourselves better, because self-knowledge is the beginning of all wisdom and growth. But there's also a part that seems to come from somewhere else. Call it soul, call it spirit, call it God, whatever you are comfortable with. So I hope that's sort of answered the question.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Is dream research constantly changing? Are they keeping pace with science, or where does it stand?
Yes, I mean, there is a flurry of articles recently at dream research, particularly in lucid dreaming. That's the ability to know you're dreaming when you're dreaming, showing that its ability to help heal stress from people suffering from PTSD, war veterans. There's a study that they use lucid dreaming techniques to kind of re-script their nightmares, to influence the nightmares to ease stress. So dream research is working in that area, also in terms of psychological self-help and therapy. So yes, dream research is keeping up with the science of consciousness, and I love that. And I work with these scientists, have written books with some of them, collaborate with them, do presentations. I love that because they welcome me in, because I'm not a scientist. I'm very open about that. I am a theologian, an expert in philosophy, mysticism, spirituality. But where I've noticed recently, George, that dream research is going, a lot of dream experts, myself included, are suggesting that every element in a dream has a precognitive element, that you are kind of dreaming a potential future. We know the brain is a predictive organ, and that doesn't stop when you're asleep. So what the brain is doing is looking at your current waking life and saying to you, well, if you carry on doing what you're doing, thinking what you're thinking, feeling what you're thinking, this is the future that you are heading forward. So if you wake up with a nightmare fever dream and you don't like what you glimpsed, your dreaming mind is trying to help you and saying, course correct. All we have is the eternal now. This is a potential future I've showcased for you, but you have the power in the now. Change your mindset, because mindset is everything, not just for dream work, but for life, because how you think and feel about yourself is what you attract. Change your mindset. Change your daily actions, your daily rituals in a more optimum direction, because you will notice then that if your dreams start to shift, your waking life does. And that's wonderful, because what's happening in the dream state is you're meeting your unconscious, what you unconsciously believe about yourself and your life. And that's a manifesting rule, isn't it? That what you unconsciously believe is what you attract. However, in waking life, you may be doing your affirmations, your meditation, and all the right things, but you're still not attracting the success you want. And that's because buried in your deep, because dreams are messages from the deep, there's some limiting beliefs that are stopping you in your tracks. The dream state offers you a chance to find out what those blocks are, and then either through lucid dreaming or the daydreaming state, which is just as valid a way to dream, you can re-script that so that deep down you truly believe you deserve success and abundance and all these wonderful things that truly are our birthright, but our fears and anxieties and limitations that we put on ourselves and our obsession with the expectations of others, trying to fulfill that in trying rather than trying to fulfill our own expectations. The dreaming state will highlight all that for you and say, get to work on the deepest, deepest part of yourself. Do that, and then your waking life is going to start falling into place.
Now, there are different types of dreams. Are there any ones more important than the others? I mean, is lucid dreaming more important than precognitive dreams, or are they all about the same?
I'm going to say, I love every single dream. I think every single dream is precious wisdom from your soul.
Even a nightmare?
Even a nightmare, it's a transformative gift. And I tell you why. Your dreaming mind loves you so much. It is prepared to go into your past or for very horrific images to shock you into remembering it. The biggest problem is the dreaming mind is we wake up and our waking consciousness makes us too busy to recall. Your dreaming mind may well have been sending the message of that dream for several nights or weeks or years beforehand. But because it's so gentle and beautiful, maybe you were dancing in a field or walking with animals, you didn't recall it. So what the dreaming mind is doing is shocking you into recall, because it knows darn well if you dream of being buried alive, you are going to wake up and think about what did that dream mean, much more so than if you were walking in a field, as I say, or singing a song in your dream or dancing. You're more likely to remember what shocks you, and it does it for tough love. It really does it for tough love, because it's been trying to send this message over and over again. That's why you may have had recurring dreams, and recurring dreams sometimes morph into nightmares if you haven't learned the lesson. Because as soon as you learn the lesson of the recurring dream or nightmare, it will shift to another dream scenario for you to learn from, because that's what our dreaming mind wants. It knows the meaning of our life is to learn and grow. So it's sending us all these pointers about how we can learn and grow. So our life isn't a loop, it's a spiral. We're ever spiraling upwards. Think of nightmares also a bit like a fever. A fever is actually a good sign that you're trying to get rid of something toxic that's not helping you. So if you think of a dreaming mind, oh, this is a good sign, I'm healing, I'm on the way, I'm letting go, but I need to find out what this nightmare is alerting me to.
How many dreams are based on real life events? What percent?
All of them. I mean, all of them. Our dreams draw inspiration from our waking life. So if you're finding your dreams rather tedious and repetitive, look to your waking life. Mix things up a bit. Take a different route to work. Connect with people that you maybe would not have connected with before. experiment with mindsets that maybe are slightly different to the ones that you've had. Take a leap of faith every now and again. Do things a little bit different. Read a great novel to start the creative part of you. As I said, when you dream, you become an artist. You meet the part of yourself, the latent artist and creative and innovator. And a lot of us in our waking life think, oh, I'm not creative. I can't draw. I can't paint. I can't sing. I can't be artistic. I'm not good with words, et cetera, et cetera. All these limiting self-beliefs we put on ourselves. But your dreaming mind throws all that up in the air and says, nonsense. You're born with all of this within you. Go and discover it and enjoy it.
We're going to interpret dreams next hour with Teresa Chung, and just tell us what's going on. What's the best technique, Teresa, to remember your dream?
Oh, there's so many. I could do a whole hour on this. There's so many things. I mean, I'm going to talk about, you mentioned research earlier. There is a wonderful study showing that B vitamins in your diet, look to your diet. Sometimes, you know, you need the B vitamins to fire up that part of your brain because dream recall improves, in particular vitamin B6. Also, when you wake up in the morning, try to wake up without an alarm. An alarm clock, I know it's a necessity sometimes, but it is the enemy of physical, mental, and emotional health because it shocks you too much into reality. You need to have that twilight state when you kind of wake up naturally, if you can do that as much as possible. And then when you're in bed, linger in bed a while. I know we're all taught to leap up and do a stretch and our affirmations and all that. Just give it a few minutes. Stay still, keep your eyes closed, and just ask what dreams come bubbling to the surface. If nothing comes, notice, tune into your body, because often dream memories are hidden in our body, because our body is also a predictive organ. It knows what we're feeling often before we do. And then sit up and write down, I feel or I sense. Just start writing, and you'll often find it's almost automatic. Images, thoughts, words, all of them are relevant when you wake up in the morning, because they're all fragments of a dream. They've all come from a dream story that you may not be recalling properly. And if you do that morning after morning for at least 2 to 3 weeks, you will have then your dream voiceover to your waking life emerging. And that's another thing people get hung up on. They get stuck on one specific dream. Dreams work like a Netflix or TV series you love. They run and run and run. You've got to tune in every single night for the next installment.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.